The ettle of the reference leap folion is for to alert folk to the ways that the Scots lead was fashed on, with some cultural and political honlin comprehend it. Hinner Middle Scots, 1550 to 1700, Part 3. 1650, the bit scrieve A Brief Relation, written by an Engels author anent the Marquis of Montrose, declared that I received also from Rouen, from my correspondent there, a copy of a letter to Montrose, written in a dialect so fully Scottish that must argue the secretary no Englishman. The same year in London was set forth the scrieve, an English translation of the Scottish Declaration against James Graham, alias Marquis of Montrose. 1650. The Engels soldier that authored A Perfect Journal describes the fearful execrations commonly moved by Scots speakers in Scotland, and gives instances of them, sic as the deil faw my soul, the deil break my craig, and saws sic as throw awa' the bairn and save the baggage, God may send mair bairns but ne'er mair baggage. 1652 to 1660. The Kinrick of Scotland is under Fremit usurpation by the soldiers of the Commonwealth of England. The Southrons does a war with Latin for Ingalls in all official registers, and muckle of the state registers is ta'en a war till England. Mony documents is tint in 1660 when yin of the ships bringing them hame is sunk in a storm. 1653. In a gathering of the Swedish Riksrad or Kingly Council, a clerk of the Rouse recorded that Colonel Hugh Hamilton, Ireland-born of Scots parents, had a discussion with Robert Buchan and Hamilton talk it with him in Scots. 1654. Glasgow Borough Council orders ain visitation to be made of the Hale Scots schools by the Dean of Guild, Deacon Convener, and others belonging to the council. They find a number of folk that hadn't been granted authority for to hod skills and was now requesting Warren to continue in the keeping of their schools and others to tack up Scots. All them granted authority wasn't to tack mere payment for toon bairns but 10 shilling quarterly and double for strangers. 1655. Ingalls soldier Jai Baines, pert of the army usurping Scotland, rate fae Leith till his cousin A. Baines. I received yours and thank you for signing to the bond. Those difficult and uncouth terms and clauses therein are usual here in Scotland. And since this people here are governed much by their own laws, the council make use of their terms in many particulars. 1658. The Borough Council of Embra grants liberty and license to Maister James Chalmers to keep a common vulgar school within the precinct of the walls of this broch for teaching of scholars to read and write Scots and only to read Latin before they go to the grammar school. And out with the ports in the toon side of the Canongate Head, Westport or Potterrow to keep a Scots school and Latin school promiscuously during the council's pleasure. 1660. The Borough Council of Embra appoints Mr. Patrick Kelly a vulgar schoolmaster for to teach reading Scots, writing and reading of writing. 1660s onwards, the Southern word Scotch, that's a cutty mac of the word Scottish, grows ever mair common in Scotland for this time, and by the 18th century is as common as the Hamlet word Scots. 1660. Glasgow maths teacher James Corse resolves to tack up ain school here for teaching of these arts and sciences in the vulgar native tongue, with the permission of the Borough Council of Glasgow. 1661. The will of Robert Porcius in Krosnoe, Poland, refers to instructions for his kinfolk written in the Scottish language. Well, in another will by William Robertson at Dansken, or Gdansk, in 1670, was set our fae Scottish into the German language, betrother and interpreter Robert Mellow. 1661. The Borough Council of Embrough forbids Maister Patrick Nimmo fae teaching Scots and Latin in Nidderys Wynd until he is gien proper ingate after them. 1664. The University of Glasgow enacted that all the scholars speak Latin and that punishment should be gien upon all who speak Scots. 1665 to 1676. Sir John Lauder of Fountain Hall commented in his journals that when he was in France, gin he was ever angered, he would miscall folk and Scots, that fash de French nae end. Lauder plenishes many anecdotal instances anent the use of language in Scotland in they days, and commented that we have marked the German language to have many words common with their own, and gies a wheen instances. 1666 to 1689, the killing times, when Presbyterian zealots, again a kirk run with bishops under Charles II, was persecuted. Their zealots is kent as conventiclers. 1667, the hindmost entries to be written in Scots in the calendar of Ferne Abbey by Tain Rosshire. This chronicle, first started in Latin in the 15th century, was mostly carried on through Scots by the Ross family of Marangi between the 1560s and 1667. 1668, a letter for the Elector of Brandenbury and Duke of Spruce to the Reverend Shimula at Queensbrig states that das publicum und privatum religionis exertium in Scotlandischer Sprach einstellen sollen, or preaching through the Scots lead being allowed in his lands. 1671, report for the Catholic mission to the Southern Isles of Scotland by Father MacDonald to Oliver Plunkett, that said, in the islands mentioned abin, all the peasants and laith classes speaks the Erse lead only, Hibernicum idioma, while the upper classes speaks a corrupt Ingles, corruptum Anglicanum, forby Erse. 1672, the Register at Inverness and Dingwall Presbytery refers to ministers preaching in both the Erse and Scots tongues in Sindri Parochs. 1673, Sir George McKenney of Rose Hoch threeps that the Scottish idiom of the British tongue is mair fitted for Honlin and Maters of Law in Scotland nor Ingles is, while the Southron lead is invented by courtiers. About 1675, Matthew MacHale, umwhile at Aberdeen, paid a visit to Orkney and signed rate his A Short Relation of the Most Considerable Things in Orkney, wherein he threep it just a wheen folk speaks Nords or rude Danish, while all speak the Scots language, as the rest of the commons do. 1679, a visit to Scotland at Thomas Kirk for Yorkshire. His description set forth on year adds, a modern account of Scotland by an English gentleman. In this work, he refers in the bygone to the practice of putting up gravestones with inscriptions in Southron, Latin and Greek, and all this in such miserable Scotch orthography that 'tis hard to distinguish one language from another. Sign, he stated, the Lowland language may be well enough understood by an Englishman, but the Highlanders have a peculiar lingua to themselves, which they call Erst, unknown to most Lowland men, except only those places that border on them, where they can speak both. About 1680, James Kay, Minister of Dunross Ness, Shetland, states that maist in the sooth of the paroch comes from Scotland, and their language is mostly the same with the Scottish, but speak the Gothic or Norwegian tongue forby, a language Dutch. In the north of this paroch, folk for ordinar speaks Gothic or Norwegian, but can speak the Scottish tongue forby. 1680. Public Noctar and Minister William Guthrie was appointed by the magistrates of Stockholm, Sweden, as interpreter for both the Southron and Scots leads. 1689, the Reverend Thomas Mora of Lunnon, en route in these days with a Scots regiment, visited Scotland and signed set forth a short account of Scotland. After describing the Highlanders, that he said spake erse, he gaed on to describe the leader of the Lowlanders as follows. Their language is generally English, but have many words derived from the French, and some peculiar to themselves. They are great critics in pronunciation, and often upbraid us for not giving every word its due sound, as when we call enough, enow, or enough, without making it a guttural, but neglecting the ch as if not written. Wherein, however, they are faulty themselves, as I showed them by divers examples in their daily discourse. Particularly their neglect of vowels is very remarkable, which, being few, ought to be pronounced with greater care. As when O happens to terminate the word, especially monosyllables, they change it into an A, as wa for who, twa for two, etc. And if in the middle, they say steens for stones, mare for more, etc. All which they know otherwise excused than by custom and usage of speech, which is our apology for the like misrepresentations in words objected to us. They have an unhappy tone, which the gentry and nobles cannot overcome, though educated in our schools, or never so conversant with us, so that we may discover a Scotchman as soon as we hear him speak. Yet, to say truth, our northern and remote English have the same imperfection. 1690s. Grunde on the evidence taken for hearth and poll tax stents, and taken out them for the Gaelic erts. The number of Scots speakers in Scotland can be reckoned at about 750,000, or about 70% of the folk that was in Scotland. 1692. The Scotch Presbyterian Eloquence. A satire anent the Kirk of Scotland ministers, Ruttenby and Episcopal folk. Cites instances of the Scots used in preaching. A reply to this, an answer, fend at Scots for preaching as the lead better understood by the common folk, nor the text in Southron. 1692, Babel or the Assembly, a poem, written originally in the Irish tongue and translated into Scottish. Is set forth by Dr. Archibald Pitcairn as a satire on the Presbyterian ministers and is full of vocabulary for Scots. 1694. While travelling Ben Louvain, new part of Belgium, James Earl of Perth bade anecht with a community of Ingalls Augustine nuns and commented, I heard one speaking broad Scotch in the next room. I went to see who it was, and it proved a Dundee man, a soldier. 1699, a letter from Scotland to the Scots colony at Darien, Panama, recommended that the settlers might take a disposition for the Indians a lands there, which names we desire may not be Spanish, but either Indian or Scotch. In the History of Caledonia, or the Scots colony in Darien in the West Indies, set forth though in same year, the author in speaking anent the Indians report it, and several young boys of the chief nobility were recommended to the deputies to be educated and to learn the Scottish language.